Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. Welcome, welcome. As we get started today and head into this new year, I know you're ready to transform your alignment with abundance and remove your blocks, peeling back the layers of scarcity, of doubt, of fear. I know exactly how that feels. I've been homeless. I've been penniless. I've been forgotten. I've been abandoned. In order to remove the dark side of that energy and expose the abundance you came here to experience, we have to dive deep. I created a 6-week course, Alignment Exposed, giving exclusive access to this incredible group, coaching and teaching you how to remove your blocks and create a lifelong practices to your divine abundance. I'll officially announce Alignment Exposed on 12/21, but you can apply right now. Just DM me on Instagram, Michelle J. Lamont, or email me, info@michellejlamont.com. Do it for yourself. Give it to somebody you love. Expose and transform this alignment right now. You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. When two wrongs manifest a right. That's the name of this podcast today, and I am so excited to break it down for you, to show you around, and to explain to you why when you think everything is going wrong, it's actually leading you to the right way to manifest what is truly set for you in this life, for the highest vibration of you. Now, if you've been listening for a long time, meaning that you've gone and heard me speak, you've attended one of my workshops, perhaps you're one of my clients that I coach in life or spiritual or in business, or maybe you're attending one of my courses and you're taking them online or you're in a personal one-on-one group session. Regardless of where you are vibrationally with me, I am so thankful that you're here, and I'm so excited to explain everything about today's two wrongs manifest your right. You know, I'm going to start with a breakdown of what I think and how it goes, and so let's just get started on that. It seems like our lives are always driven by our ego. You know, we're told to set these high and sometimes seemingly unattainable goals. If you're, let's say, an athlete when you're young, everybody tells you, you know, go, you want to be in the NBA, you want to be in the WNBA, you want to be in the NFL, you want to be in this major league, the ultimate level of sportsmanship. Maybe you want to be an Olympian. In fact, the other day I heard a statistic that out of all the people that try to become an Olympian, that go after this goal, only 1.5% of the people who attempt it ever become an Olympian. So what happens to the other 98.5? In order for you to manifest your miracle, for you to always be, you have to always be willing to be a student in your own life. If you're a follower of Jesus the Christ, he was the greatest leader because he was the greatest follower of all time. He was the follower on earth for us to know the way, to know God's teaching, the universe's highest plan. He was the architect in this lifetime of this particular way of learning. But he constantly evolved and he was pushed down over and over again and betrayed and all of this stuff, but he never lost faith. And whenever we want to set an intention, it seems like our ego, E-G-O, edging God out, wants to set the perimeters, the how and the when is truly going against our flow. That resistance to allowing the flow to enter into our lives is a huge reason that we have so much quote unquote trouble manifesting. I recall at a very young age, before I even understood what sex was or how babies were made, that I would not be bringing life onto the earth. In fact, I'm thinking about it right now. I was riding my bicycle. We lived in California in a city called Agoura, which is right outside of Calabasas. And I was riding my bike and I heard "Not in this life." I, of course, was tuned in to a story that was being downloaded to me at the time that I really couldn't understand. I mean, I wanted to be like my mom. She was strong. She was loving. She was supportive. She was fearless. And as a mom, I wanted to be all those things. I wanted to be as courageous as she was. I mean, she grew up in Colombia with a dirt floor under her feet. But I understood at that time this feeling that that would never be for me. And I really couldn't comprehend it. So somewhere, somehow, I just, in my mind, sort of wanted this and didn't want it at the same time. Later on, I married a man who didn't want children, but I would change him. That's what I thought. I would will my marriage to create a baby. And then I started having ovary issues and procedures after procedures. And then I became pregnant. I was so excited, but he was not. And it would be about 7 weeks later when I would lose that pregnancy. And after that, I decided that I would force pregnancy. I would get super healthy. I would get all the money needed together to have IVFs. I would force it. I would manifest this baby, even if I didn't know what it was called, I was going to do it. In fact, if you Google Michelle Lamont, D Magazine, there's an article about my surgeries and my struggles. For nearly 18 months, I injected myself with drugs, transferred eggs, and yeah, I got pregnant over and over, positive results, only to lose the baby over and over. My doctor told me if I was to take any more drugs, I'd probably have ovarian cancer, and I had to stop. Boom. My forcing this energy was actually protecting me from my future self. And actually, the bigger plan is yet to be revealed. If I had had a child, I deeply doubt I'd ever been able to file for divorce and leave that emotionally and a mentally abusive marriage. Some might see it as a loss, but it was always leading me here to this life, to this path, to my total and complete freedom of the reality and the truth of me. We so often think that when something doesn't appear, we're not able to manifest it. It's really quite the opposite. You might be being used for something, an entirely different purpose. And because you're being used for this entirely different purpose, you think, oh God, I am not manifesting. This isn't happening for me. But before my doctor would agree to this final round where he literally said, I could get in a lot of trouble, Michelle. You have had so many pregnancies and no babies. I have a C-section scar, no babies. Surgery after surgery, no babies. And so before this final round, The doctor said, I really want you to talk your husband into getting a full physical. Now I'm thinking, what do you mean? You know, never thinking it could be him. It could be something that wasn't me. He was a high school and college athlete. He was very confident. He cycled. He was healthy. And I talked him into this. And when the doctor called me a couple of days later, he said, Michelle, listen, I got his sperm count back and it was okay. It was average. You know, it wasn't high. It wasn't low. It wasn't any issue there. But there was an issue with the mobility of the sperm. And I'm like, well, he is pretty lazy. He does sit on the couch a lot and play a lot of golf now. No. Not like that. They're supposed to swim a certain way. And when they don't swim a certain way, that means that there's something going on with the actual tail of the sperm. And I was like, well, do we take vitamins for that? Like, what do I have to do? Like, again, forcing. And he said, no, it's something bigger than that. I need you to get him to have a complete and total physical, including a colonoscopy. And for somebody that young, it wasn't even in his health insurance to be covered for a colonoscopy. And so I found the perfect way to communicate what I needed so I could prove that I could have one more round of this IVF treatment. Because I didn't care if I was going to get ovarian cancer. I didn't care if what was going to happen. I was going to prove to the world that I could give life regardless of what I believed. And so he went and had full physical and the colonoscopy. And the colonoscopy doctor, after the procedure, went to go draw his blood. And I was like, what are you doing? You know, you're not authorized to draw his blood. Like, I'm his legal medical guardian. You have to explain to me what's going on. And somehow I inherently just knew. And he said, listen, there's a teeny tiny itsy bitsy fraction of a little bitty mark. I had to go by and pass it over 3 or 4 times with the scope to find it again. It's so small. It's so minute. It means nothing. Well, we all know that everything means something. And especially medically speaking. And I said, well, what are you drawing the blood for? My mom had died of cancer, so I kind of knew a little bit about red and white blood cells, and I had done the research about his procedures because I'm thirsty for knowledge. I have to know everything about everything. That's just the way my brain works. And they drew his blood. They tested his lymph nodes. They went in and took some lymph nodes, and they came back, and they said, please come into the office. We go into the office a couple of days later. And of the 20 lymph nodes they tested, 17 were fully loaded with cancer. He was dying and had not one single clue. He had stage 3C colon cancer. And if you don't know enough about the body, one of the most terminal cancers is pancreatic. And the way that they find that you have pancreatic cancer is because they miss the colon cancer. And my pushing and my shoving and my desire to prove that I could get pregnant, which I did over and over again, was in a bigger picture to save his life. Of course, later on, this wonderful act that the universe used me to help save him for was used against me. He called me Saint Michelle and got angry when everybody would be happy for me that I helped save my husband's life. But that's a whole nother story, and I've let it all go, and I'm so happy that he lived because I got to divorce him and become me. And now he's remarried and living some other life, and I only wish him the best, and I've let go of all of that, and I see exactly what all that taught me. The bigger picture in all of that is that we always believe that because we're not manifesting what we want to manifest, that something is going wrong, when there's always a bigger picture involved, when there's always more that we need to see. The whole story is never revealed to us because we have to go through the journey and experience this and become very aligned with what it is that we truly, truly want. So I've kind of broken it down to what I think is the 3 most relevant points of the story that I just explained to you and shared with you. And listen, I may not have ever birthed a baby in this life, but I have birthed businesses, employees, livelihoods. I have birthed other people's careers through my coaching. I have birthed so many beautiful things, including this podcast. So I look at it in a totally beautiful way because it was really the transition and the journey and the understanding that everything was bigger than me. If you think about something as small as an organism in the bottom of the ocean and how that then secretes something that another thing eats or uses to then create another part of our atmosphere, which then becomes part of our oxygen. function. We never ever know about that one little single cell microorganism that is creating the reason that we don't have to walk around in gas masks and oxygen tanks. That purpose, that one single organism, has a huge impact on the entire world. And so when we go into our ego state to try to manifest something, the universe, well, it does what it does. And stubbornly, the first thing that I want to talk about is like stubbornly chasing your ego desires versus your happiness. I want you to ask this question. Do you really, really, really want it? Or is this so others can be impressed? So someone else's dream is attached to your identity. A lot of times, just like those Olympic athletes, maybe they wanted to give up, but their parents were so proud of them, and they kept trying, and they kept trying, and they kept trying, and they just weren't part of the 1.5%. Do you not think that they learned valuable lessons in that? Do you not think that they achieved so much in their lives? Of course they did. And setting these unrealistic, unenergetically aligned visions of ourself is also a form of self-sabotage. If I can't do this, if this doesn't work, then I can't manifest anything. That's the lie we tell ourselves. That's the first wrong that's leading to your right. Energetically, if you close your eyes right now, and you pulled out mentally that list of things that you want to manifest, your miracles, and a lie detector test was hooked up to your heart and your brain, would they scream yes? Or are you doing something to prove to all these other people or all these other situations or who you think is looking, because they're not, or who you think you have to impress, which you don't, in order to really align with that frequency of abundance, you have to go into deciding what it is that you truly want, not out of stubborn ego, but out of happiness. Because it's in that joy, it's in that energy, it's in that frequency that you move and you shift and you vibrate and you attract all of the things that are supposed to be for you. And even if you're so stubborn and you're stuck in your ego-driven state, the universe will make sure to kick your ass and give you all these situations and all these circumstances. And then we think we're not worthy. We can't do this. And we self-sabotage and we get into our mind because our mind and our heart are not aligned and they are at war with each other. So we have this constant turmoil, and that does not serve you to manifest your highest and your best self. And part of that leads me to my second point. You have to be crystal clear and laser focused. You have to understand what it means about this frequency that is really driving you. If nobody ever knew you attained this goal, would you still go after it? Is that how crystal clear and laser focused you are about this particular thing that you want to manifest? Let's say it's a partner. Are you wanting to look good in a photo? Or are you deeply, totally secure and that you know, I want this person to have these traits, these frequencies. I want them to be adventurous. I want them to be fun loving. Or do you put a master's degree or has to love jujitsu or all of these ego driven ideas of what a partner would be? Because the partner that's truly in alignment with you, it's going to feel like a seamless alignment because you're coming from it with the deepest and the most beautiful part of your heart and your soul. Well, let's say that you want money. What does money truly mean? What is the energy of it? If that money was to come, what does it mean? I remember I was talking to one of my coaching clients and she was like, Michelle, I want to manifest $1 million. And I'm never going to put anybody's dream on a reality check and say, okay, that seems a little out of the realm of possibilities, because as we know, everything is possible. And I said, okay, if I handed you a check for $1 million right now, what would you do with it? And she looked at me and I said, I have $1 million right now. I just want to give it to you. That's going to solve all your problems. Tell me about it. And she was like, well, you know, I would buy off my mom's house. I was like, okay, well, how much is that? She's like, $75,000. Okay. Now what? Well, I would volunteer. I absolutely love animals. So I would volunteer. I was like, okay. So right now we've determined that you really only need $100,000 and a few extra hours a week to volunteer. It's not that you really want the $1 million. You don't want the specific amount of money. You're not in alignment about what that energy truly means. You're not crystal clear and laser focused on what that intention, that creation of that energy. Everything is energy. Everything. We are energetic beings. We are divine light energetic beings. And in order for us to be the manifesting manifestors that we truly are, because we are, we have to stay open and be connected to that energy. Because money, that money frequency, it comes in 1,000 different ways. You could get a refund. Somebody could offer to buy your mom's house so she has enough money to buy another condo or another house someplace else. You could go volunteer somewhere and be really doing it instead of running a charity and starting it, and meet the partner of your dreams, because you're both in alignment of this higher crystal clear frequency that you're ready to manifest. Don't you see? It's not about this self-sabotaging, ego-driven chasing of things, wanting to own or dominate something. It's that energy, that frequency, that vibration of clarity, of being free of the ego-driven mentality that will align you with your highest frequency. Just like the plasma in the bottom of the ocean that nobody ever thinks about is helping you breathe every single day, it doesn't need a billboard to say, hey, look at this, let's all give National One Microorganism Plasma Day. No, because when you are truly in alignment, you don't have those ego-driven desires. You simply have a thought or an energy. Mine is to serve. Every day when I wake up, take my pillow out from under my head, and I have a little rug on the floor, and I put my knees on that pillow and I say, universe, God, highest energy, highest frequency, allow me to serve someone today in whatever capacity I can, whether it's through my podcast and then people sharing my podcast to their friends and their family, whether it's through coaching, whether it's through my courses, whether it's through a perfect stranger meeting them and changing their lives energetically by fulfilling something within them that they needed in that moment. My why is very simple: to serve. That's it. Allow me a life where I can serve, and I want to be by the ocean, and I want these other energies, and I want these things, and all of that vibration is going to appear in my life as I go into the flow, into the least resistance, as I'm crystal clear manifesting things out of the sky. Angels surround me and they protect this vision and they keep everything away from me that prevents me from being in my truest alignment. And when you hit those obstacles, when you hit those people like, oh my God, I lost my job, I lost everything. No, no. They're clearing things so you can learn to let go. So you don't believe that you're going to tell the universe how and when it's going to happen. You are just crystal clear. You're laser focused. You understand this energy. You're not ego driven. The other day I had a conversation with a girlfriend of mine and she was like, I'm going to manifest a husband by this time next year. And I started laughing hysterically. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, oh, only you can manifest something, Michelle. And I'm like, no, please come on now. That's not what I mean at all. When you try to dictate and control the situation, the divine timing, the bigger picture is out of focus. So let's say that this is your desire to manifest a partner in your life. And you in your mind think, I'm going to have this job and then I'm going to have this situation and then I'm going to be financially prepared to be in a partnership where I don't have to worry about them assisting me in any financial way. And then that perfect person will appear. Bum, ba-dum. Now, what happens if you were perfectly energetically aligned right now and you go to Starbucks and that partner is the barista, but in your mind, it had to have all these ego-driven thoughts. But together, this alignment would create bigger and the most beautiful life you could have ever imagined, but you're stuck in your ego and your stubbornness, and you're not crystal clear about the energy that you want to attract. And you have this idea of when and how, and that knocking down over and over, meeting the wrong person is because you're out of alignment with the truth. And those obstacles, they're clearing things and teaching you how to let go of this control factor, this ego-driven mentality. And most of the time, the huge so-called tragedies, the disease, the abuse, the circumstance, whatever it is, you're there in that vibe to help you see it as a lesson, to help you clear that path. And when you understand that this energy is part of the bigger picture, you set your energy of intention and then everything becomes possible. You move forward in that direction. You start taking action in that direction. You stay open because you understand that you are not in control. You are just aligned with this vibration of what it is that you want to attract. Just like I never was going to be an actual physical earth mother. I was a dog mom. I created businesses. I created careers. I coach. I teach. I educate. I do the podcast.
but I was stubbornly chasing ego-driven desires. And I wasn't crystal clear about what happiness meant to me. I just thought I needed somebody that looked a certain way, that fit these qualifications, and that was the worst and the most biggest obstacles that I had to overcome over and over and over again. But I was always manifesting, because everything is a manifestation. And when I became crystal clear, everything started coming out of the sky. Now, that doesn't mean that I didn't have to have more obstacles. I am a student of life. If I am not clear that I need to keep evolving and I need to keep expanding and I need to keep growing, and these obstacles, which other people would see as failures or losses, aren't perceived as lessons by me, and my ego starts to set in, then I am no good to anybody else. So you need to understand that the two wrongs, the obstacles, the bumps, however many, 200, 2,000, they're leading to the right. They're taking you to the path. So go into the vibration. Be crystal clear about what you want. Don't self-sabotage, and be free to let go of how it appears. Be honest, stay open, move forward with a direction and an intention. Make plans to move in that focus. And then let it go, because that's the truth. And I hope that in this podcast, you have heard what the universe is trying to clearly, with a highlighter and an exclamation point, tell you. There's no wasted suffering. That's your ego. There isn't anything going on wrong. It's only making it clearer and clearer of what you really want and what you're truly worthy of. And I hope, and I truly want to say, that I know you are worthy of everything that you want to manifest once you align with this vibration. So please, if you're energetically connected to this, share this podcast with your friends. Give it to your coworkers. Make sure that 5 people you sent the link to. I want you to understand that we are energetically connected, and I need to help more people. So I need you to expand this energy everywhere you go. Share it on your social media. Send it to a friend. Email it to somebody. Say, hey man, check this out. And when you do, just know that I'm here thanking you energetically every single day. I think of each and every one of you. I say it out loud in the morning when I get up and I put my knees down and I take my head off that pillow. I say, let me serve. And so I ask you to let me serve, to help me serve, to fulfill my manifestation in whatever way you can. So I hope that this helped you. I hope you understand what this vibration means, that you're never in the wrong, that things aren't happening to you, that it's the journey that leads you to the destination. Now, I'm Michelle J. Lamont. And until next time, go manifest your miracle today.